Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Oh, hello, universe.
Now boarding first class, small children, and fat guys.
Each of these cards contains a detailed scenario of a possible apocalyptic event.
We are preparing to orbit the planet.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. How to stop a baby crying. Listen carefully. That would be the Imperial March from Star Wars. What do you think? Maybe we should try this in the entire building. Stop all the whining and crying. It works for babies.
The crybaby or the music?
Yeah, baby stops crying. It's today's viral video.
Is that right?
All
boy,
over
I'm...
the world. Yeah, oh, baby gosh, stops crying.
There are plenty of parents that'll take that.
It's the Imperial March from Star Wars. So, John Lobertini, we have several stories that we'd like you to join in on with us. Actually, they're your stories along with SUNY Collins. And we are go with Greg Morrison from Bumper to Bumper TV. And let's talk California air quality and Volkswagen. Good evening, Greg. Thank you for staying up. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us on KGO 810.
My honor. My honor.
Okay, so
Greg,
away, John.
Tell us what happened today before the California Air Resources Board. VW submitted a plan for fixing the cars that were built to cheat air emissions tests.
Well, what happened was basically California engineers from the Air Resources Board took a real hard look at the plan, and they found some serious flaws in it. One of the flaws was that Volkswagen didn't go far enough, in their view, to really address the plan. They didn't look at how deep it would be, because you're looking at 68,000 cars in California alone that are affected by it. These are the 2-liter TDI diesels. And they just were not satisfied. You have to understand, California sets a very, very high standard for clean air emissions from automobiles, and is one of the few states in the country that actually regulates diesel emissions in passenger vehicles. So when Volkswagen presented to them, you know, they went and did the math, and the numbers just didn't add up. Basically, Volkswagen has got to do a workaround on the workaround that they built into the system to cheat on the emission standards.
Now, is this California just being hard-nosed about this, or was the offering weak?
The offering had some problems in it. I heard what the Air Resources Board spokesman had to say, and I've done some looking at what Volkswagen filed. There were some areas there that you dive so deep into this technology, you almost need a PhD from Berkeley to understand it. But California was very concerned about noxious oxides, also particulates. You live in the Bay Area. I don't have to tell you what it's like when you get, you know, that cloud of smog hanging over you.
Yeah, and it's worse in Southern California. And, of course, all the smog we have here in the Bay Area drifts over to the Central Valley, and those folks have to deal with it. So, yeah, it's not
right.
A pretty picture.
It's not a pretty picture. And you got to do something now. What happens in California will eventually affect the rest of the nation, because New York uses the same standard. Right. New England uses the same standards. The few states that do regulate diesels will use these same standards. And if a car cannot pass in California, it doesn't get 50-state clearance, which means you can't sell it in the United States. VW has put a lot of money into that TDI platform and into claiming this is clean diesel. Well, we now know that they were cheating, because they built in a workaround,
right, that cheater box
defeated the test.
Yes, that's right. And so let's get to the point for the consumer, because one of my neighbors is one, and I had a conversation with him. He wants a new car. He thinks that's the answer. I want them to take this car back because I bought it because I'm a green guy. I mean, we're talking about California. There's a lot of people who are very offended by this.
And that makes absolute sense because these are the early adopters who really believed in the mission and in the statement. One of the things that's interesting is just yesterday here in Detroit at the auto show, the president of Volkswagen USA, Michael Horn, said, "We're doing everything we can. We're trying to make our dealers happy about this and getting them set up to do the retrofits. We are offering gift certificates and gift cards to the owners of these vehicles to show them that we're..."
Oh, my goodness.
Well, like, what?
Gift certificates and gift cards for what?
Yeah, I don't need another keychain. And I don't need a license plate frame. Thank you very much. What about a recall? I mean, so, you know, they've got to figure out a recall. And what about the obvious class action lawsuit where everybody gets $10?
Let's talk about the recalls first. California has basically gone to an enforcement phase as opposed to the initial phase that they had done. So now they can start talking about, you know, you guys are going to have to do a mandatory recall at some point, because now they're on the same page as the U.S. EPA in terms of standards and things that need to be done. That's first and foremost. As far as the class action lawsuits, the lawyers are lining up waiting for these cases. They're going to be slammed down.
They're drooling, yeah.
Yeah, drooling. The bigger problem for Volkswagen is image. While the U.S. is an important market and the North American market is important for them, you have to understand Volkswagen is a global automaker. I was in China a few weeks ago where you can't swing a dead cat on the street without seeing a Volkswagen.
Well, but they don't care in China.
Right,
either.
But you can't see 10 feet in front of your face because of the smog either. So,
So I couldn't see across the street. Okay, yeah.
Right.
I had to wear a mask. You know, they call me the Cisco kid there, but that's a whole other thing.
Hey, Greg, I've got a question. What about the people that have cars that have to go in and get, you know, their emissions tested? What happens to them? Do they get a pass until Volkswagen comes up with a suitable patch?
That's the problem. You got 68,000 cars in California. How often do you have to have a car smogged out there? Was it every 2 years?
Every two years. So figure maybe half of those, right?
Yeah. You know, so that means at least half of those vehicles are going to have to come in, and either the state's going to have to give them a waiver until the thing is resolved, or tell the owner, "I'm sorry, you can't pass smog, you don't get your certificate, you don't get your tags, you got to take this car off the road," which is going to make for some very unhappy people.
Nightmare.
Well, that's where the screaming just gets so loud that,
I can hear my neighbor from here, and I'm 17 miles away. Yes.
So I suggest one of three things. Volkswagen is probably going to have to say, if we can't at least fix it right away, I would not be surprised if they offer to loan someone a gasoline version of the car until they can get it fixed.
I really think that is going to need to be the answer if they want to clean up their image and if they ever want anybody who owns an Audi or Volkswagen who will not pass the emissions test. It seems to me that's what they're going to have to do because, I keep going to my neighbor, but I'm telling you, that's his bottom line.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is... Volkswagen has to, I'm sure when the car board ruled today, somebody in Germany was awakened and said, "Wait a minute, it didn't work. We got to hit the books." Someone's burning the midnight oil over there right now saying, "Okay, what can we do to meet CARB and make them happy?" Because they've already got a fix in place in Europe, and it's basically a patch with a new urea filter and some new piping for the exhaust system. The Europeans are happy. But because the U.S. standards are so much tougher, we have the toughest air pollution standards in the world for automobiles.
For good reason.
As you folks live in California know, you've got to have it.
Yep, for good reason. Yes, and we want it.
I've chewed the air in Southern California. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I would be remiss, Greg Morrison from Bumper to Bumper TV, if I didn't ask you, because I know you're at the North American Car Show, one of my favorite places in the whole wide world, in Detroit, Michigan. What lovely car do you see out there that would catch everybody's eye out here in the Bay? Would that be a Tesla?
In the Bay Area, there's a new Volvo that folks will love.
I saw it.
Yes, the S90, the replacement for the S80. It is heart-stopping.
Oh.
Infiniti also has come up with the Q60. They're actually going to build something for a change rather than teasing us with concepts. It is absolutely beautiful. It's a two-door coupe. And Buick showed off a concept called the Avista that'll get your heart drooling.
Oh, my. Yeah, I was reading about that Volvo today. It is, by the way, when you think of a Volvo, you think of mom and dad's safety car. No.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Daddy wants one.
You know, Daddy wants one. Everybody wants one.
There was a lot of talk about the rival battery-powered cars that were showcased at the Consumer Electronics Show, cars that, you know, were supposed to compete or are supposed to compete with Tesla. Any of those on display? Much talk about those from an automaker standpoint?
Yeah, well, Chevrolet, of course, this is their hometown, so they made a big deal of the Bolt, B-O-L-T, which they also showed at CES. But what is interesting is Volvo, with this S90, is offering in a battery electric version.
Oh. Yes.
And Mercedes-Benz is offering a hybrid in the new E-Class sedan. So it is, you know, the auto industry recognizes you've got to come up with alternative fuel vehicles that work, that are practical, and have range. Nobody wants to get into an electric vehicle and say, okay, how far can I really go before I got to start finding a plug?
And downtown San Francisco, you know, those become like battleground areas where they get to plug in, and that's something that needs to be fixed. I do thank you very much, Greg Morrison, for talking to us. I know it's late on the East Coast, or at least in Detroit. Bumper to Bumper TV, I appreciate it, and we'll see what happens with Volkswagen.
Thank you for the opportunity. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, John Lobertini has something very special to talk about. Oakland Raiders. Oh, Los Angeles Raiders? I don't think so. That's not going to work out. We'll discuss next on KGO 810. Let's talk football. Here's John Lobertini once again joining us from the KGO newsroom. By the way, I want to thank Greg Morrison of Bumper to Bumper Television for joining us.
And our buddy SUNY Collins for calling in a favor.
Yes, from the KGO newsroom. Worked on that story about the Volkswagen recall. All right, all yours, John Lobertini.
The Raiders are not moving to Southern California.
Whoops, how'd that happen?
Well, you know, it was interesting. There was a time this afternoon.
Sorry.
Well, we've been talking about the NFL owners meeting in Houston for the past couple of weeks. You know, the Raiders and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf couldn't come together on any sort of a deal. She didn't have a plan. And all three cities were throwing their home cities under the bus, hoping that they would get chosen to play in state-of-the-art stadiums down in Southern California. Well, there were a couple of votes tonight. And the first vote cleared the Raiders and the Chargers as the teams to move to Southern California. They'd share a stadium in Carson, which is south of Torrance. It's close to the beach. But there was a second vote, and there was a county supervisor in San Diego who said a week and a half ago that the Chargers were angling to be a part of the LA Rams or the St. Louis Rams group.
That's right.
Where they would play in a state-of-the-art, never-before-seen $2 billion stadium. So there was some sort of backroom deal brokered whereby the Raiders backed out of their agreement with the Chargers. And then there was this Chargers-Rams pairing that was voted on. And the owners voted 30-2 to accept those two teams. So the St. Louis Rams will move back to Los Angeles and play next year at the LA Coliseum. It's a little bit more murky for the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers have a year to decide.
Well, at least they're in SoCal, so it kind of sort of makes sense.
Well, yeah, exactly. And what's also interesting is that the NFL doesn't want more than two teams in Southern California.
Oh, that
includes
really
San Diego.
Right.
So the possibility of the Raiders moving down there and the Chargers staying in San Diego, that's not going to work because the NFL doesn't want that. So the Chargers haven't accepted yet. They have a year to accept. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said tonight, well, if for some reason the Chargers don't accept this deal, and there is a vote this summer in San Diego on a $350 million bond that would go towards financing a stadium, if they ended up staying in San Diego, that the Raiders could move down there, but that's not going to happen.
They don't want to move there.
The Raiders aren't going to San Diego because the NFL doesn't want it to happen. So why did the Raiders back out? Well, the Raiders are going to get $100 million from the NFL to put towards a stadium. But more importantly, there is $550 million in relocation money. Anytime teams move in professional sports, you have to pay a relocation fee. And there's a lot of discussion that maybe some or all of that relocation fee goes to the Raiders. And the Raiders, with the $100 million and the $500 million,
wow,
would be well on their way to building a stadium, presumably on the land where both Oracle Arena, where the Warriors play, and the Coliseum, where the A's and the Raiders play, that a stadium could be built out there. There's also discussion that Oracle CEO billionaire Larry Ellison could join that and become a partner with the Raiders, because the Raiders are cash strapped. They don't have anything. Oakland doesn't have anything. The $2 billion stadium down in L.A. is going to be completely privately
funded.
Now,
why would Larry Ellison want to?
Larry Ellison wanted to buy the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
In fact, he bid the most money to buy the Warriors a couple of years ago, and the NBA decided that they wanted Joe Lacob and Peter Guber to be the owners of that team. You know, Larry Ellison, while he is a very, very rich man, is kind of brash, and my sense is that the NBA was a bit concerned about having a wild card like him.
Well, brash works in the NFL.
Well,
not likable might where, also be a word,
where,
right?
Where is that right, Heather? Yeah, not likable?
Does that ring any other Bay Area bells? I mean, come on.
So the long and the short of it is, it doesn't appear that they're moving. There's no final here until the Chargers accept the deal in Southern California. But there was a lot of discussion tonight amongst NFL insiders, people who cover the league for the NFL Network, that this deal needed to be done sooner rather than later. And they're apparently the owner of the San Diego Chargers is very well liked. And the thinking is that if this is going to happen, it needs to happen soon. The problem is that while the Rams have been given the go-ahead to play at the L.A. Coliseum, the Rose Bowl, Dodger Stadium, and Anaheim Stadium, where the Angels play baseball, all three places have said, we're not going to accommodate a professional football team until your big state-of-the-art stadium is ready in 2019. So,
That's a sticky wicket.
There is a bit, but, you know, money talks.
Jeez, what do you do if you're an Oakland Raiders fan?
Well, you know, the truth is,
I mean, are 8080810, what do you do? Where is
your
allegiance?
Well, they're happy.
They're staying here, but I mean, they wanted to defect, but they couldn't. So it's a technicality.
I don't think that the affection has waned. I mean, there were a lot of people. These fans wanted the Raiders back badly.
I know. No matter what, as long as it didn't happen, they were good.
And I'm pretty sure that the NFL didn't want the Raiders in L.A. because of what the Raiders became when they were in L.A.
You don't think this was a big push play for people in Oakland to get it together?
No, they're not that coordinated over there.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was thinking there's politics involved, politics and money.
No, if they were that savvy, they would have had this taken care of a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf held a news conference tonight. She says she's very pleased that the Raiders will stay in Oakland for at least one more year. But she's the one that proposed this huge it's a convoluted plan that involves office space and shopping and housing. There's that BART station nearby where there's been a lot of talk around the Bay Area of building sort of transit villages where people live close to transit so they can get to and from work. But at this stage in the game, that was very, very convoluted and not something that really held a lot of promise, and under different circumstances could have been a fatal decision on the part of City Hall. I wouldn't say that anybody over in Oakland, did anything to help this along.
All right. Thank you very much. I know that you have a news break coming up, and we will take a break, and we'll be back, and we will follow the Oakland Raiders saga. And I guess, over the weekend, I saw once again the Mission Bay Alliance has filed a lawsuit to stop the Warriors from moving over here again.
Well, yeah, to stop the construction of an arena.
Right.
Oakland would love to hang on to them over there, but, you know, the owners of that team, Joe Lacob, who's got Boston roots, and Peter Guber, who's from Hollywood, you know, they've got their eyes, their sights set on San Francisco.
It's
just
like a movie.
The most beautiful city in the world.
Don't worry, we'll make another one. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And he says, I wish that I could.
We are the cool kids.
That's right, and the Powerball is about to draw. Bring it on.
The record-breaking Powerball jackpot continues to grow.
Could get close to $2 billion by Wednesday night.
Are you going to win?
Maybe.
If I wing that baby, it's separate beds for me and my mom.
I just saw my psychic, and she said I was definitely going to win the lottery tonight.
I got 4 scratch-off lottery tickets.
Yay! Go on, take my money and
run. If you like, you can have all my money and my leg. Go on, take my money and
run. I'm losing money, and it's your dog's fault.
And might I add, ching!
I want to give you the money. I really do. I'm really rich.
I make $184 a year.
A large sum of money.
Not so fast, partner. You owe me some money.
Yeah, you're going to
shut up
and
give me some money.
We're at a billion and a half. I'm sorry.
Oh, that reminds me. I owe you $2.
Yeah, you do. Yes, in the office pool. Right. Yes.
Even people at KGO Radio play Powerball. Okay, I'll owe you because I just have big bills.
What if it drops and it happens, and then you didn't pay me the $2? Then what happens? Boy, you'd have some serious sucking up to do.
Whoa, I bought you
tacos.
Something from okay. Mexico.
Hey, I know that. Look, I don't even want to say this because, you know, I think my own head will explode if I hear the odds one more time. So I'm not even going to talk about them. I bet you already know what the number is. It's ridiculous. But I do have a couple things to say about it that I find interesting. You know, that you could guarantee a Powerball, and you would think here in the Silicon Valley, in the center of the universe for all things tech, that someone would be trying to figure out an algorithm as how to manipulate all of this, right? Mm-hmm. So could you guarantee a Powerball win by buying every possible number? The answer is yes.
Oh, my God.
But it's a terrible idea.
What would be?
It's a terrible idea.
So, what's the number of possible combinations?
Well, here's the dealio. So it would cost $584 million to buy every single combination.
Okay.
And of course, now here's the suck part. You'd need a whole army of people buying them around the clock and have enough time to buy all 292 million tickets. Yes, the odds are 292 million to nothing or to one, all right? So the lump sum the jackpot payment is estimated to be about $860 to $870 million, which would give you a $284 million profit if you could buy every ticket. So you could make like $285 million if you could buy every ticket. But if any other person hits the jackpot, then you'd have to split it, and then, and then it becomes
blah, blah, blah,
right?
Well,
but you could.
Like you're saying there's a chance.
Yes, if somebody could buy every single combination.
Just like there's a chance Ryan Gosling will ask me out on a date.
So I have
But there's a chance.
There's a chance. And you'll love this. It's pretty desperate when people count on winning the lottery to solve their financial interests or, you know, whatever their problems may be, their problemas. Kansas, yes, Dorothy, they're having a budget crisis right now. They're about $10 million short of where they need to be. And their big plan to get out of trouble is someone in the state winning the jackpot tomorrow. If that happens, they'll get to tax the winner 5%, which could get them over $40 million, which will resolve their budget crisis.
Good Lord.
Look
you
at
mean
that.
Someone
yes.
in the government is actually
yes, Kansas
wishing,
is hoping,
and praying on that?
That right on.
Oh, good Lord. That is so Kansas. Could it be any more Kansas?
I love
you can't
that.
Even you can't even parody that. That's crazy. Crazy.
And by the way, the Powerball jackpot now at $1.5 billion. Yes, no one's won since November, but plenty of people have matched the 5 regular numbers, including right here in California, without getting the Powerball, and they were winning, you know, a sweet $1 million all over the place. Yes. So in fact, the Powerball has made people millionaires. Let me see here, 67 people millionaires since the last time someone won the jackpot, including 28 just this past Saturday.
Wow.
Several of them in the state of California.
28 people became
millionaires.
Tech millionaires, no.
millionaires. So you get you get 500 grand. Hey, that's all right. Okay, we have a lot of fun stuff to get to because we were so heavy on politics tonight with the President's State of the Union address. And it was fun. I mean, if you want to hear that conversation with Barry Weintraub, he was our great guest and he had a lot of great things to say. You can go back to the podcast at KGOradio.com or get the KGO app to go. And we will KGO go wherever you go. All right, Charlie Sheen. Let's have some fun here.
Wow.
Charlie Sheen was on the Dr. Oz show, which I did not even know was still on the air, but Whatever. All good. I like Dr. Oz. Charlie Sheen did an interview on the Dr. Oz show yesterday. It was part one of the interview aired yesterday, and he talked about his struggles with substance abuse and his HIV diagnosis, which is interesting. You don't hear much about that. You know, it's kind of, I don't know what the deal is, but I guess...
You know, in another decade, it might have been a big deal, but...
Right. He talked about the Today Show interview where he admitted that he had HIV, and he said he stopped drinking after it came out. Here we go.
Things happen when they're supposed to. I quit drinking the next day after the piece with Lauer.
How much have you drunk in your life?
The Pacific Ocean, Atlantic... The Indian, probably the Five Great Lakes.
Was it hard to stop drinking?
This time, no. It was like, it was just turning off a switch. Mm. Took a couple of Valium for a couple of days, and it was done, and I was just on to a new focus and a new energy and a new path, and it just felt so right, and it was such a relief.
How many times have you stopped drinking in the past?
Mm. Let's see, today's Tuesday. Oh, gosh. 2000.
So what makes you confident that you can make this last the rest of your life?
I'm not thinking about it like that. You know, it's about honoring myself and especially the work that's ahead of me. It's going to be the most difficult thing that I've ever tried to tackle.
Well, and I hope he is doing the winning, and his tiger blood will be fine. It's the other people that you have to be somewhat concerned about because he had all those sex kittens all over the place. I assume
he used protection.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen says his celebrity will help cure HIV.
It's going to be based on results. Mm-hmm. We're not going to take people's, you know, word for what they think they can do. We're going to have to see it out in the field, stuff that's actually working. And that's the stuff we're going to pursue. I think I will have access into certain areas where others have not. And that's the power of celebrity.
I'm not saying
that abusively or arrogantly, mm-hmm. Just knowledgeably. People let down their guard, and they talk about things they probably shouldn't. And I'm in a place I probably shouldn't be. But the primary drive, the primary focus is going to be my condition.
When you find claims that don't work, how are you going to confront that?
We'll thank them for their time. We'll have an educated dialogue about why we believe it doesn't work, or why we've proven it doesn't work. And we'll move on to the next
So you don't mind calling people out?
Oh, hell no.
Well, this is a very interesting conversation. Charlie Sheen says getting HIV was not a surprise to him.
In the dream, I saw myself across the room in a cartoon style caricature, and
I assume they're jogging.
I was pencil thin. I was pool cue thin, and I had a sign around my neck, a little gold chain, and it said one word on it, written in red.
What did it say?
It said AIDS.
Said AIDS?
Said AIDS. And I was at 28, and I woke up, and I thought, holy crap. And so I pushed it away for years, and I just compartmentalized it. I made it go away, but I always knew that was a message from the universe that this thing was coming.
You thought you would get AIDS, even at 28.
I knew it, yeah.
When they told you 4 years ago,
it wasn't as shocking. It wasn't.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. It was not as shocking because it had already been written.
Well, that's some prophetic stuff. And by the way, Charlie Sheen gives three words to describe the old Charlie Sheen versus the current Charlie.
Hammered, fractured, crazy, focused, sober. Hopefully.
And finally, from the Dr. Oz show, Charlie Sheen on what he wants his young kids to see when they Google his name 5 years from today.
They're going to see that dad's a true hero and helped a lot of people and continues to that couldn't or can't help themselves. They're going to see that dad overcame some stuff that was deemed insurmountable. They're going to see that dad rose above and didn't really care about what people thought about him. Or his methods, or his beliefs, and And dad was the dad that we've always loved. He just took it to a whole different level.
All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show. The good news is next on KGOA 10.
About the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Childhood living is easy to do.
I love that Karen Reed, our producer, picked this song out. Okay.
Well, it's so beautiful.
It's apropos. Of course it is. Yes. And I'll tell you why in a second, Sugar.
Let's listen, yeah.
Yeah.
Graceless lady.
Graceless lady.
You know who I am. You know I can't let you.
So romantic. I want to play this at my wedding.
Slide through my hands.
Slide through my weathered, wrinkled hands.
Wild horses.
Why are we playing that? Because someone's preparing to mount, and it's an old man.
Drag me away.
Yes. What the hell is Jerry Hall thinking? Okay, thank you. Wild horses.
She's like,
Sugar.
Hey, go ahead and play the Powerball, all you buttheads. I'm just going to marry it.
Oh, my God. So, you know, this is crazy. So Heather wanted to talk about Jerry Hall, and I thought, Jerry Hall, I'm not. Well, she's really
what's she been up to?
Where has she been for the last decade or two? Well, I just have, you know, Jerry Hall forever was married to Mick, right?
Mick Jagger, yeah.
Right. Okay, I thought they were married. I didn't know what they just hung or not. But
oh, wait, you know, they never did bother to get married. But yeah, they were a couple.
All
they
right.
have four
they
children together. Four. They
were together. Didn't know that.
How long were they together? Decades.
Why
you
do
know?
We never see the Jagger kids, the Jagger Hall kids?
You do. One of them got married up the street there at Bimbo's.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I love Jerry Hall, so tell everybody the big story.
I used to love Jerry Hall, so if you didn't hear today, she and evil Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch got married. There's so much wrong with that. 808-0810, if you can name another thing that's wrong with that. He's, what, 25 years older than her?
It's a lot older.
She'll be 60 this July. He's 84. Mick is 72, so he's just 12, 13 years older than her. She's like, why not go bigger? And he's disgusting. He's so old and ugly. And then the whole Fox News thing. And I mean, Jerry Hall, you have to think.
She's got to have enough money. It's not like she's marrying him for his money, although he's about.
Well, didn't
she's
not
going to be
like
hanging
Dancing
on that.
With the Stars or something? I mean, maybe she doesn't have a lot of money.
Well, she does now.
Well, Mick, write her a check and tell her to change her mind and not do this. So here's the other thing is, I mean, you just have to think if you're going from rock and roller.
To Fox News.
Yeah.
How'd
she has
happen?
To be kind of liberal. I mean, I know she grew up in Texas, whatever. But I looked it up. She has said publicly, like, climate change is the worst thing that's going to happen to this planet, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, Rupert Murdoch thinks it's a hoax, or he wants other people to think it's a hoax. I mean, my head's exploding.
Well, he owns the world.
What are the two
world,
people,
so,
what do these two
anyway.
Talk about? Yeah. I
yeah,
just,
right.
What?
Well, maybe opposites attract.
Ugh.
Wild horses. Prepare to mount.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what can I say?
Anyway, I'm so bummed out. Like I told you earlier, she used to be sort of a personal hero. I used to think WWJD, what would Jerry do?
Oh.
Not who would Jerry do. Oh, maybe.
Now it's WWHD, what would Heather do? And we'll leave it at that. All right, the John Bachelor Show is... Oh, by the way, yes, tomorrow night we're talking to... we want to thank Barry Weintraub for joining us and Greg Morrison. Barry Weintraub was our political analyst talking about the State of the Union address and Greg Morrison talking about the VW recall. And then tomorrow night, all things...
Sexy and diet, actually. I didn't think about stacking it up that way. But you guys,
and
seriously?
And a kale veggie shake or whatever that is.
We have a sex therapist who is so amazing. He's going to blow your mind. He wrote... and then you can blow something else.
Oh, come on.
He wrote the guide
Leave Jerry Hall alone.
Yeah, the guide to getting it on. But genuinely, think about and or tweet or text us or find a way to... Get your sex questions to us.
Find
anything.
A way. At Generation Drex.
Can I get pregnant from pre-cum? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. Think of something good to ask. You know, what? How do I be a good kisser? Blah, blah, blah.
That'll be great. John Batchelor is going to very much appreciate this lead in.
Sorry, Mr. Batchelor.
Mesopotamia on the other side, right here on KGO 810. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.